Track 12, and this is this week's feature article. For this week's feature item, the contributor Colin from Talking Newspaper Foundation Soundings brings us the story of Laurel and Hardy's 1953 UK tour. Their popularity was beginning to wane, and once the most loved comedy act in the world turned from the movies to live theatre appearances. They embarked on a taxing UK tour promoted by the legendary theatre impresario Bernard Delfont.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, I'm Colin. At the height of their fame, Laurel and Hardy were the most popular comedy double act in the world. Stan Laurel and Oliver Babe Hardy appeared in 23 full-length feature films that were shown in more than 30 countries. Having started out in the 1920s, by the late 1940s and 1950s, their popularity had started to wane. Age was starting to take its toll, and they turned to live appearances in the UK, where they were as popular as they were at home in America. Towards the end of their careers, the comedy double act embarked on a UK tour. Called Birds of a Feather, the tour began in Northampton in October 1953. Performing up to 13 shows a week, they appeared in cities including Liverpool, Manchester, and Birmingham. In his weekly report, the theatre manager of Birmingham Hippodrome, Bertie Adams, wrote that Laurel and Hardy received a very excellent reception. During their visit, Lancashire-born Laurel saw his sister, Olga Beatrice, and her family in Nottingham as often as their schedule would allow. And this meant he could enjoy the pleasures of her wholesome home cooking. After the indifferent food they were used to in the second-rate British hotels and digs they were forced to stay in while touring, this must have been a real treat. Considering their age, the tour schedule Laurel and Hardy undertook was grueling to say the least. Newcastle one night, Plymouth the next, and producer Bernard Delfont also expected them to participate in daytime publicity appearances, in addition to the two or three shows a day. Producer Delfont requested the promotional stunts because initially advance booking for their show was poor. This was undoubtedly due to the kind of venues they were playing. At the time, Delfont was in dispute with Moss Empires, who owned all the big touring venues. So they were playing smaller theatres, and the public simply didn't believe it was the real Laurel and Hardy. They didn't feel any animosity towards Delfont. In fact, they were grateful he was offering them work when no one else was. Even though he drove them hard, Delfont also gave them a generous guarantee. As well as being a great showman, he was also a shrewd businessman. He just wasn't sure how big a draw they'd be. Despite their misgivings about the personal appearances, the pair attracted a crowd whenever they appeared in public, and never failed to put on a show. They would go into Stan and Ollie mode at the drop of a hat. All they needed was an audience of one. As the tour continued, audience numbers began to rise, but the fun came to an abrupt end on the 17th of May, 1954. After performing a single night at the Palace Theatre in Plymouth, Hardy had a mild heart attack, forcing the duo to cancel their run in the city and the rest of the tour. Hardy stayed at a local hotel to recover, while Laurel visited the theatre every night to support other acts. A local newspaper review said that despite Hardy's obvious health issues, on the night they performed, their old cleverness and that delightful craziness is still there. Laurel wrote a letter to the manager of the Palace Theatre after the performances were cancelled, saying that Hardy was feeling better but was still very weak, and that they were sailing for America on the 2nd of June, and that the voyage would do him good. He added that they were disappointed at not being able to fulfil their engagement and hoped to have the opportunity and pleasure of playing at the theatre again in the near future. After Hardy was signed off by a doctor, the duo set sail back to America and would never return to England, the country of Laurel's birth. Laurel and Hardy would make only one more appearance together. This was on television, when they were interviewed on the American version of This Is Your Life, on the 1st of December, 1954. Hardy died aged 65 in August 1957. And after that, Laurel refused to perform on stage or act in films without his best friend. In February 1965, just over a decade after the comedy legend's final stage performance, Stan Laurel died at the age of 74 in Los Angeles.
TNS Soundings.